Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
I like this week.
Mandy Kennedy.
I got a new shirt and it's Pizza Planet.
It is Pizza Planet.
and a Reaper Lego toy. Thank you, Sadie.
Mandy's already having a great night.
It's a good day.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball, and yeah, we got some nerdy stuff, and this will not be the Jesse tries to rein Asa an hour. No, it's going
it
to be.
Better be. It say we can't be. Do a 3-hour episode, Jesse. I don't have that kind of time, patience, or bladder control.
Same.
You can try.
I have the controls.
That's fine. I got a microphone.
We can turn
and
it off.
And other microphones around. As Thursday proves, I have no problem bouncing between other people's microphones if I have a point to make.
That's not how it works. You have to go to their microphone.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, he apparently
that's
did.
That's what I did.
Yeah, that's what he
I
did on Thursday.
Back, I just paced back and forth between Jesse and Shannon.
I was making
Shannon.
Fun of myself on that Thursday show.
Oh, yeah,
were
that
there,
was funny.
And I dove across the table to your microphone to be you.
I'll just have Tanner bounce you or something.
I almost grabbed Lindsay's at one point and just held it.
Probably could have.
Take it from her.
And then he would have to readjust the dials because the sound
would have been way different. Anyway, all right. So the reason I bring that up, John Wick Parabellum, John Wick 3, got a trailer.
Chapter 3, put respect on it.
So wait a minute, time out. Before we start this, I was saying it earlier before like everybody got here. Nothing makes me happier than seeing pure joy on Ace's face because I've been friends with this man for like 6 years and I've only seen it 3 times.
Oh, I hate most things.
Yeah. And it's only whenever John Wick, John Wick Chapter 2 and John Wick Chapter 3.
Also The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Pure joy is this film series.
Also, Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that too.
Into the Spider-Verse was a lot. No, John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum. They have a sword fight on motorcycles. I mean, I don't know what else you want me to say.
Were you telling me that at work?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, yeah, I haven't watched it. I'm sure he's like, there's motorcycles. Okay.
He's on a horse outrunning motorcycles.
There's something with Asa, motorcycles, and swords.
I mean,
like, I don't know.
Because
cool.
It's a separate, whatever. But when you put them together, either it be a sword fight while on motorcycles or a motorcycle that is swords. Yeah. I don't understand how everyone else isn't as excited about this as I am. Why am I the weird one?
I mean, like, I'll watch the movie. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, those movies don't hit me the same way they do you. And, like, and I understand this feeling because it's reciprocated with Kingsman.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Dalton is the closest person, I think, to the amount of joy that I receive from the Kingsman
films. No, this is very much the Venn diagram. Where it's like Ace's John Wick, your Kingsman, and that's the circle. The middle is me. Because, like, I'm equal. Like, yeah, I'm all on board on John Wick because I love those movies. Also, Kingsman all day.
I would have liked Kingsman 2 better if they hadn't bait and switched me.
With
the Channing Tatum amount.
Yeah, the trailer's definitely a goof like, there a little bit there because it made it seem like there's going to be a lot more Channing Tatum than there was, which is a bummer.
I will say there's one thing that I'm wary about with John Wick Chapter 3. Parabellum, and it's I don't like Halle Berry as an actress.
Oh, really?
I can't think of anything she's in that I have genuinely like really enjoyed.
She was Storm, right?
She was in Kingsman too.
Yeah, and I.
She was okay. Really, like,
yeah, she's fine. She's fine.
She was a supporting character in that.
Yeah,
so.
And it kind of looks like she. And that's the thing is, if she's a supporting character in this, it'll be fine. Like. I will probably
but if
won't
she's
even
in a
notice.
Starring role.
But if she's like a major part of the story, I'm just like, and her character might be strong enough that I don't mind it. But just as an actress, I'm not a huge fan of
Halle Berry.
Of Halle Berry, yeah. So,
that's fair.
But outside of that, like, it looks amazing. I'm super the countdown he did where he's using like the services of the doctor, and he's like 5 seconds. Like you got to hurry because once midnight strikes or whatever, and he's out like completely. You know, it doesn't matter if they're in the middle of something. It's just. I'm super excited. I want to see where they go with it.
Same. Like, and I don't like. I want to see if they're able to do like, or if this is just going to be a trilogy, or if they're going to be able to do more movies.
I'm pretty sure this is going to be a trilogy. Like, I at a certain point, I kind of almost hope that they don't overextend, because what they have right now is so special and so well thought out and well done that it's not that I don't think it's not sustainable. It just makes me nervous, especially as, you know, if the creative team changes hands or if it turns into one of those things where, okay, the person who wrote it is done, but the studio wants more, like Supernatural.
Right. Yeah, the only thing that I'm wary of with this film and with John Wick just in general, the whole idea of this one to me feels like it goes a little bit against like the mythos that we've been building in the first two, in that nobody wants to mess with John Wick. That's the last thing that you would ever want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly he's out, and now literally every assassin in the game is like, I want a piece of John Wick.
Because part of it is he no longer has the backing of the world. Whatever he has, he like is he's completely on his own, which makes him more vulnerable. Also, the price on his head will yeah. make you want to do stupid things.
Then
because,
you'd
well,
be
what
toughest. If you take out the toughest, you'd
also,
be the toughest.
Also that. Like, this is...
No, I mean, and, like, I get that. Like,
this is the kind of argument that we would, like, absolutely switch, because it's just like, oh, no, well, yeah, but this is how I see it. Because that's what it... This isn't a fact-based one. It's just the opinion.
Right, because I could absolutely see, like, you know, a few people, like, ooh, that price tag. And, like, maybe people that don't know about John Wick, but basically, you know, they sent... And one of my favorite things about the first two movies is, like, them establishing just, like, how much nobody wants to go anywhere near John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole thing of, like, you stole whose car?
I know, I was just going to say, in the first one, and he just beats the heck out of
him. My son tells me you struck him. Oh, that's why. Oh, yeah, now I'm going to go beat him. Like, yeah, because,
right.
Dang. Uh-oh, I... More colorful language, but nerd up.
Right.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, like, the you know, you have that whole setup in, like, the first two films. And then, like, you get to this third one where it's, like I said, now, and you're right, like, he's lost the backing of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
But really all that means is he doesn't have the safe house.
Or the weapons, or the, like, the access to the weapons. Which, the whole, like, the safe house thing and the hotel
mm-hmm.
is part of why I love those movies so much. Because that little, they don't go... They build this amazing world that you want to know more about, but they don't give you hardly anything. Like, we don't know what those coins are. We don't know just how deep this goes. Like, it's this secret. It's the Harry Potter underground world of hitmen and assassins.
Yeah.
And I love that.
No, and like I said, it's really cool.
That's part of the thing. So now to see him, you know, outside of that and have that work against him. Because, like, I genuinely think either this movie ends in one of two ways, because I'm working under the assumption that we're not getting another one. It's either John Wick does die at the end, or John Wick just burns the whole thing to the ground. When in reality, it probably is he finds a way to get back in and everything's cool and whatever.
I feel like it's going to be column A, column B.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's going to go down, but he's going to take everything down with him.
Also
so there
happen.
Will not be
yeah.
any more secret organization.
Which I would also be super on board with.
It'd be neat, but either way, yeah. Like I'm excited about the movie. I'm gonna watch the movie. I'm not. I don't know if I could ever be as excited about this movie as Asa is, but like I'm gonna watch it.
And I'm the middle of this. I'm in the middle of the Venn diagram.
You don't.
Are you pointing to Justin?
Yeah, Justin.
He's giving me the thumbs up. Yeah.
No,
he's giving me the thumbs up.
He does such a good job of barely listening to us, but just listening to us enough.
He listens for what he likes.
Yeah, the stuff he cares about.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to something that at least three people at this table care about. Spider-Man Far From Home got a trailer.
No.
Oh, yep. There
nope.
it is. I was like, what am I not going to care about?
I was all on board for Into the Universe, Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse.
And I loved it. And I'm going to buy it because I loved yes. it. And then what I watched this trailer and I was like, real people, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Real people, Spider-Man.
I actually did. I did kind of have a little bit of that reaction where it's like, I'm still super stoked, and I fully enjoyed the trailer for what it was, but I was the thing of like, boy, now you gotta follow the best Spider-Man movie now.
Mm. And I
which
guess
they already did, like, before yeah. Into the Spider-Verse, Homecoming was my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Right.
But
so
at least then
building.
that was the same template, at least. Like, now they're playing different sports.
So yeah, I'm excited about this one though. Like I loved the trailer. I feel bad for anybody that like, because I know some people that will only watch teasers.
Mm-hmm.
They won't watch full trailers.
Uh oh.
Right.
And Sony, being you know the brilliant human beings they are, decided to title this video that Marvel sent them, Spider-Man Far From Home teaser trailer. It's nearly 3 minutes because it is a full trailer. And the beginning of the video opens with Spider-Man Far From Home official trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Sony labels it teaser trailer because Sony's
gotcha.
Smart.
I enjoyed the trailer a lot, and we'll get more into that a little bit. But I will just make the point that I've made to everyone who will listen of me screaming, old man yells at cloud. I hate that we got a trailer. I
oh,
hate that we
yeah.
got a trailer before Endgame. It totally... Like, I get it. You can't, like, you have shareholders to answer to and all this, but if they're doing this whole, like, no, we're changing the way movies are told and storytelling, stuff like that, like, no, you want to change the game? We don't know what's after Endgame. Lock and key. Like, no, even, like, well, because stuff will get leaked out and stuff like that.
Right.
And so, okay, well, they're working on a Spider-Man movie. But to give us a trailer after a movie where the character is dead,
because that's
just, ugh.
And it's something we talk about, like, I think it's almost weekly at this point. We talk about how, like, Endgame, like, we shouldn't have gotten anything out of Marvel until after Endgame.
Right.
Other than Captain Marvel trailers, mm-hmm. because that's fine.
Before. That's before. And even, yeah, like, Ant-Man and Wasp. Okay, that's fine. Because that happens almost, you know, kind of concurrently.
Right. So, yeah, like, we've been saying, like I said, almost weekly. And at the very least, in this one, we didn't see anybody, because we didn't see Tony at all mm-hmm. in this trailer. We just saw, you know, a few of his,
we saw the Spider-Man characters.
Yeah, we just saw the people that were in Homecoming mm-hmm. minus Tony.
Happy. Fury in there?
Do what?
Wasn't Fury in there?
Fury was in there.
Oh,
damn it.
I hated they
Mandy.
Showed us that.
I actually had forgotten about fault. That already.
No. Look, I didn't even care. I'm like,
yeah, I forgot. I completely forgot about
Fury. Daiso was so happy this entire episode until just now.
We'll get back to it. That was the Spider-Man showing up in the Civil War trailer moment for that for me.
Yeah.
I hate that. That is a huge reveal, and he seems to be a huge part of the story. Now, again, I have my own kind of conspiracy theories with a lot of what we saw in that trailer, maybe not being quite what is being shown, but for potential spoiler reasons, I will keep those to myself until after the show.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I actually do kind of like the idea, though, if this was actually, you know, Fury shows up, and it actually sets up, like, the end of this movie sets up, like, a Young Avengers situation
mm-hmm.
with Spider-Man and, you know, some other characters. Because they had, like, the Spider-Man cartoon. The one that was actually decent that I thought wouldn't be, had Drake Bell voicing Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimate Spider-Man?
Was it the one with the team?
Yeah.
Where they were training him to be the Ultimate Spider-Man, and they made Iron Fist and...
Yeah, they had Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and all that. I actually really enjoyed that cartoon.
It was a lot good. Of fun.
Yeah. It's fun. And I would like, obviously not with Danny Rand and Luke Cage, but, you know, a similar kind of Young Avengers team situation going with Spider-Man. No, I think that'd be really cool.
I want
cool.
those actors with Tom Holland. I think that would be a dumb, fun movie.
Like, all of them going to school together.
It's a community college. Shut up.
It's the recurring nightmare that I have. Like, their high school diplomas have been invalidated, so now they have to go back as grown adults.
Or they're just going in undercover.
They're all going.
They've got, like, Mike Coulter in there, like, you sure you're a sophomore?
Hello, fellow kids.
This big 6'5". I'd watch the crap.
He's on the football team, right? Like, that guy is definitely on the football team, right?
I mean, like, he qualified for the Eagles. Was it the Eagles, or was it season 2 of Luke Cage? There was
it was a New York team, wasn't it?
Yeah, it had to be New York.
Maybe it was the Jets.
Oh, I think it was the Jets.
Well, if it was real, that team would have been first.
Because, well, I mean, he was
setting all the world records and stuff.
Yeah. he basically just went through, like, an NFL training combine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember you showing me that.
Yeah, it was funny. Because he was also, like, ridiculously fast on top of, you know, the super strong. Because when you're that strong, you can run faster. That's how it works.
Comics.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'm still pumped for this movie, though, like, because I absolutely loved Homecoming.
They did my boy Mysterio justice.
Oh, yeah.
We got Fishbowl Head.
Everything about, like, Mysterio we got from that trailer made me really happy. Like, mm-hmm. Jake Gyllenhaal looks great as Mysterio. Mm-hmm. You know, all this stuff is him setting it up. Like, because basically the way it works from the trailer, the way it looks like Mysterio is coming in and helping out Peter deal with these threats.
These huge attacks on London.
Right. And you know, that's Mysterio's game.
Yeah, he's the fireman starting fires to be the hero.
Yep.
Now, a wrinkle to that, though, which is kind of cool, is that in the one with the giant, with what appears to be Hydro Man, like the giant water monster, there is a boat in the background that's labeled ASM, like, 212. I forget the exact number. If you go back to the Amazing Spider-Man and that issue number, that's the first appearance of Hydro Man.
Well, that's neat.
As, like, a neat little Easter egg thing. So it's like, okay, well, maybe it's a little bit a column A. Maybe, like, it's enough of a hook to, like, if you pay that much attention to it, which That's not a thing I caught. The internet told me.
Right.
But it is that thing because, yeah, I'm assuming, oh, Mysterio's just setting all this up. But that is enough of a little wrinkle of like, okay, well, maybe they are separate. They're like working together or something like.
Right. We could maybe it's Mysterio expanding on Hydro Man's abilities because obviously Hydro Man can't do what was in that.
The versions we've seen so far, like true. This wouldn't be the first time that they've reworked a character.
Would not be, yeah.
But I'm excited. Like, it looks great. It looks like every other Marvel movie, which only feels a little bit lackluster now because Into the Spider-Verse happened and how jaded I am coming off of Infinity War. Now that we know, like, we have been given proof positive, well, everything's getting undone. Before seeing Endgame, yeah.
Because, at the very least, Spider-Man obviously is still alive.
Did it have a date for when it comes out?
July something.
When does Endgame? Yeah. April?
Yeah,
that got bumped up to the last week of April.
Right. Yep.
And when does John Wick 3 come out? We didn't ever say that.
That I'm not, I don't.
Did they
not
I don't know if we've got a release date for it yet.
I think we do.
All right, I'll look that up.
Okay. I've already got it.
Not that Spider-Man matters, so I mean.
John Wick is May 17th.
Why are you the way you are? Like,
guess she gets distracted
Tanner
too easily.
Tanner just like straight up like did that back
at night. Endgame is the 26th, and then.
Look, I like one Spider-Man movie out of how many?
Like 50.
And then Spider-Man's July 5th.
I feel like you'd like the first Spider-Man if you actually gave it a chance.
I tried.
You did not.
No.
I tried.
Your tries and my tries are different.
Yeah,
so loving to each other here.
That's why we're partners.
That's right.
April, May, July. Killing it.
Okay. And then February, How to Train Your Dragon 3.
That's next year. Oh. Or is it next month, February?
It's next month.
No, it's definitely next year, February.
June is
for How to Train Your Dragon. I thought it was next month.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because
there's another one that's coming out next month, too.
Because they've been putting out...
that
like,
I want to see.
We've been getting trailers for that, and they really don't put trailers out for a year plus.
Right, because we've got... It's not just one, either. Like, we've gotten several. Yeah. But either way, no, the only thing that I can really think of happening in February is Anthem.
Yeah, it's...
Like, that's just kind of, like, plaguing.
2019
coming out, I want
to
see.
Is How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Nice. 2019.
Yeah. Next, so this year. That's this year.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was next month. Yeah.
Also, June is Toy Story 4.
That's when, okay.
Nope. Hard pass.
I know that one.
It's going to be a great
summer. We're going
for
my birthday,
summer.
Oh, gosh.
Are you going to skip my birthday?
No, I'm not going to skip your birthday, but I don't like crying for your birthday. It's just that Pixar, like that little, and I'm just going to start crying. Like, it's going to be over for this hoe. Like, I'm done.
All right. So, Ghostbusters. That was the other big thing we had. We got an announcement that Jason Reitman, the son of Ivan Reitman, is going to be working on a Ghostbusters movie hitting in summer 2020.
Why is Ivan Reitman notable?
That was the director for the original Ghostbusters movies.
I'm wanting you to fill that in for the general audience who may not know that.
Cody. Oh, he's filling it in for Cody.
Oh, yeah. Cody. Sorry, buddy.
Lego movie. Sorry. That's what's also coming out.
Oh. Going all the way back. Yeah. So, yeah. New Ghostbusters movie. This one actually is going to tie in to the first two. And we actually got a teaser for it, which this was the definition of a teaser.
Oh, yeah.
Because this was something...
Almost to the point it felt kind of pointless.
Yeah.
The only thing this did was to, like, especially after the fact that, you know, Reitman and all these, like, it was legitimized. Mm-hmm. It was just like, no, yeah, this is real. It's more of a, we're actually making there is another Ghostbusters movie being made. We were confirming that here is actual footage of a thing.
Who did the last one, the woman one?
I don't remember.
Jesse.
It's like Feige or... I don't remember.
Who did the last Ghostbusters movie?
Kevin Feige.
Okay, cool.
Was it Kevin or Paul? Because Kevin...
No, Paul Feig.
Yeah.
Right?
It's spelled the same way.
Yeah, Kevin Feige is Marvel.
Yeah, yeah. he's the MCU czar.
Yeah.
It would have been a good movie then.
I mean, I liked that movie.
I know, I liked the Ghostbusters 2016 movie as well.
Sorry, I just got distracted with a message I got that may have changed our plans for after the show tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Shannon cancel?
Yeah.
That was literally my first thought, too.
Yeah. Anyway,
tell him to get here. I'm texting him. I'm on it.
All right. So, going backward to you. Yeah, so, Ghostbusters. We don't have hardly any information out of this other than it's connected to the original two, which we know is in a separate universe from the 2016 reboot, which made Leslie Jones very upset. And she said some really unfortunate things on Twitter.
Is that one that was in the girls' movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that was unfortunate. But anyway, so we got there's a rumor that our Ghostbusters in this, our lead protagonist, are going to be a boy and a girl, like young, like high school.
Yeah, they're gonna be like high school age.
So yeah, that's all we got though. And then yeah, the teaser, like I said, you guys can find it out there, but it's basically just like creepy scene with like a barn at night,
lightning going.
Yeah, there's some weird like stuff happening inside the barn.
Well, yeah, it's not lightning; it's probably more of the proton.
Yeah, and then they go up to it. The wind blows up a cover on the. I almost called it a station wagon. It's not a station wagon. It's the fire truck.
Was the hearse.
I thought was it a hearse or was it a fire truck?
I feel like you should know the hearse. Difference between that.
Hearse.
It was a hearse?
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin.
But I thought it had a siren already.
They added, yeah.
Yeah, in the first one, Tanner. What? No, that was an ambulance. Oh, it was an ambulance?
Old ambulance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that's the 2016 one. Right. Was a hearse.
Thank you, Tanner and Justin, that yep. We couldn't hear you, but we were filling in the blanks.
Right. Peanut gallery to the rescue. Yeah, it was an old ambulance. Now I sound like Cody over here, not knowing... You know, what's what?
No, you at least watched it. Like, you just forgot some stuff. He just doesn't watch it. That's two different things.
So anyway, yeah, old ambulance. So yeah, we got basically the thing flapped up. We saw the logo on the back of the car is the point. And then we heard the proton packs firing up. Yeah. And that was it. That was
very
the teaser.
Very much a teaser. Which, like, granted, I don't understand how the turnaround on this movie is going to happen. Because, like, they're saying it's a 2020, they're shooting for a 2020 release. As far as we know, there hasn't been even any been casting.
Yeah.
Unless they're leaning heavy, and like, even if they lean heavy into practical effects instead of, like, CG, that stuff in itself takes a while.
I mean, they may have gotten faster at it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be, like, that's going to be a crunch for summer 2020, but I don't know. I think it's possible. Like, it's more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they already have the script and everything written and like already have a lot of the casting done, then I think they're good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we got that. And then let's see. Sony has hired Dan Trachtenberg, director of 10 Cloverfield Lane, for the Uncharted movie. So that officially has a director now.
Is that like the video game Uncharted?
Yes.
Movie? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Sony's been trying to do a movie for that for a long time.
And it has not had a smooth going so far. They've gone through multiple directors, stars. Like, I think Tom Holland eventually. I don't know if he pulled out yet.
I have no idea.
But I think because he was cast, but then someone had been cast, but then they pulled out. I thought
there have been like three different people cast for Drake,
or maybe those were all just rumors that had happened.
That's also a possibility. Either way, yeah, we don't have any other information than that. But it has a director again, so it's still happening. Where Sony at least very much wants it to happen.
They can get actors.
Yeah.
Which works because, like, it's... even the games are very, very cinematic.
Maybe they'll want no one and we can get hired and make money.
I don't think that's how that's going to work. Like, none of us here are anywhere near Drake.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't remember Drake's last name.
Nathan Drake.
His first name.
Yeah.
Woo! Fake fanboy over
you'd
here.
Yeah, you'd be fired already.
Yeah, I've definitely never played an Uncharted game.
They're a lot of fun.
Do what?
They're a lot of fun.
They are. I'm fine with recognizing that. Netflix is working on a new movie, The Devil All the Time. Supposed to be almost like a True Detective style movie. They are apparently putting a ton of money behind this one. Mm-hmm. They have hired now Tom Holland and Chris Evans on top of Bill Skarsgård and Robert Pattinson. I also got Mia Wasikowska and Eliza Scanlon.
I like that they just hired Tom Holland and then immediately put him with like other Avengers people.
Right.
Because there's the Pixar movie that he's doing with Chris Pratt. Mm-hmm. And now he's going in with Chris
what
Evans.
What movie is this?
The Devil All the Time.
Okay.
It's a Netflix original.
But it's going to be a series, not a movie.
I thought it was going to be a movie.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Oh, yeah. It's a movie along the lines of True Detective.
Because you said True Detective, and that made me think it was going to be a series.
Yeah.
Which I have not heard any. Like, I have heard no one talk about season 3 of True Detective, and I kind of want to keep it that way because I really want to watch it.
I haven't watched season 1 or 2.
I've only seen season 1.
Season 1 is phenomenal. Season 2 happened. And then years later, they come back and do season 3. But
fair enough. So, yeah, either way, like, this looks like it could be neat. I mean, I've liked most of Netflix's original stuff. Like, their last big budget movie, I enjoyed quite a bit. Mm. I would like to see a sequel too. though I can't remember what it's called now to save my life.
Was it Bird Box?
No. I actually still haven't watched Bird Box. I will eventually. But no, the one before that, the one with Will Smith. What was that called?
Bright?
Was it just Bright?
Yeah.
Because Bright's been in my head, but I didn't.
Yeah, it was Bright.
It's just Bright. Okay. Yeah, I would like to see a sequel to that movie because I actually enjoyed that quite a bit. At least the world was really, really cool. Anyway, Kevin Hart.
Well, and now they can afford to throw all this money at extra actors now that they're making everybody pay more.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, so I guess this goes with the Netflix price hike. New subscribers now pay $2 more, and it will go up $2 basically for everybody else at every tier.
Yeah. Because it totally makes sense that they just got rid of Disney and canceled Daredevil and probably Punisher, but let's charge you.
Yeah, they're getting rid of all of the, because Netflix is going to, I'm willing to put money that Netflix is going to slowly move away from having stuff that's not original.
Yeah.
With the amount of time, with the amount of, money that they've sunk in all of those original projects and all of the other, I'm trying to think of, not networks, but, companies that are pulling stuff. Like, that's why we lost, American Dad and Bob's Burgers and all that is because Fox, they ended their contract with Fox, so now they're just exclusively, on Hulu.
Right.
And each channel is now getting their own streaming service, mm-hmm. Cable is the thing
that bothers me a lot.
It's the thing that people have been saying for a while, and I think it was Cody might have even put it in our group chat of I'm glad to finally have cut the cord from cable so that I could spend the exact same amount of money a month on
Netflix
12 different streaming services.
Yeah.
The one bright side being that, it's at least watch it as you want for some of them. Versus the ones that are after 5 episodes, it's good
gonna
luck.
We're gonna pull it.
Yeah, we're gonna start pulling stuff from our own streaming service. Mm-hmm. That bothers me.
Makes
so
me really
much,
like YouTube more.
Yeah. If Netflix goes over $15 for the standard plan, I'll drop it because it's not worth that much money to me. Because right now it's going up to $13.99, I think, for the 2 screens, 1080p streaming, which is fine
the
for me. That's what I've had. There's one below it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Oh, is it? Nice.
That's only one screen, 720p, and
does the one screen count? If I have an account and then my parents have an account because I gifted them.
Only one
Netflix.
Of you can stream it simultaneously, so Ooh. You guys couldn't do your parents.
So it's like Hulu. It's like Hulu essentially.
Yeah,
where you only have one. You have one login, and that's it. Well, only one password can be used at a time, essentially.
I didn't know more than one password could be used. Just while you're streaming. Two people can be browsing, but only one person can actually watch something at a time on that lower one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's pointless.
Yeah. So, either way, nobody else really uses mine. I could go down to that, but I need that 1080p.
you can't go back.
No. I'm surprised I haven't paid the money to upgrade to 4K. But
Jesse, you have all those 4K things.
I only have one 4K thing.
Yeah, the TV, the most important part.
I thought your Xbox was too. I thought you had a new one.
Yeah, the Xbox and PlayStation do 4K as well. But
so it can play in 4K.
I only have one 4K screen.
Okay, so how much more is it, the 4K hike?
It's like $2 more.
See? What's $4 a month?
A lot.
Do it. You're not helping.
That adds up.
It can. So either way, Netflix is going up again. Yeah, especially with as much as moving away from Netflix, it would be really, really difficult for me to justify more than $15 a month. I will go up to $14.99.
Yeah.
Right now they're at $13.99. If they raise it again,
yeah, out.
I'm out.
It's a dollar. They get that dollar, you're just like, damn it.
Yeah, no. If they just raise me a dollar, it's like, all right, you got me again. But once they go over a dollar, I'm done because
I swear, Netflix, you don't hurt me.
Because at this point, honestly, I watch Hulu more than I do Netflix. Netflix is my I'm going to sleep thing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I watch the exclusives. But now that the Marvel ones are gone and a lot of the ones that I like are ending, there's not much of a point.
Oh, yeah, no, I watch way more Hulu. I watch more Hulu and YouTube now than I do Netflix.
Yeah, Hulu
the,
for me.
For Punisher, season 2 of Punisher is the first time I've logged into Netflix in more than a month, I'd say.
Because, I still do Netflix almost daily because it's easier to throw on to go to sleep too because it does the 3 episodes.
We watch the Pokemon I Choose You movie.
And that's why I like Hulu, at least on my laptop. My laptop just runs all night because King of the Hill or I'll go back to like 30 Rock or American Dad or Bob's Burgers or one of those shows that I've seen a bunch. And if I don't want to watch, because I wake up too many times in the middle of the night and I wake up and it's quiet. So now it's like, all right, start my computer again, start up The Office again, and then go back to sleep. Whereas I wake up, I roll over. Oh, which episode of King of the Hill is this? And then 30 seconds later, I'm out.
See, for me, like if I have TV or something going, then I wake up a lot more during the night. Mm-hmm. So I prefer Netflix to, like, I have to have something on to go to sleep to. Mm-hmm. But once I'm asleep, I like it to be quiet.
Right, because then, like, a loud thing is going to happen and then wake you up.
And then, yeah, I'm just awake. No, I can go back to sleep. But I wake up far more frequently with, like, a TV or something on. And then I'm really, really good at going back to sleep immediately after waking up. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, if I could wake up less, that'd be great.
I think the lack of sound wakes me up. Like, going from sound to just dead quiet?
No, not me.
I think that wakes me up.
Like, I have to have noise when I'm going to sleep, but after... And it has to be more than, like, the fan or something like that. Like, that doesn't count for my brain.
It's like white noise.
Yeah. I have to have, like, something to focus my brain on. Anyway, yeah. So, I like Netflix for that reason, and that's been the bulk of my Netflix watching. But, yeah, honestly, I use Hulu so much more. Especially for, like, there's actually, like, 4 or 5 shows right now that I'm actively keeping up with, which is the most in, like, a decade. So, yeah, that's a thing. All right. Oh, yeah, and then, yeah, you mentioned Punisher. I figured we'd talk about that a little bit because I've watched the first episode, so I can give us a figure. Ace can do the same.
Yeah, watch the first. I've seen the first 4 episodes so far.
The first episode is very violent.
Eventually.
You don't say.
Well, I mean, like, the first episode of the first season of Punisher was honestly not that violent until, like, the very, very end of it. And then there was a brief moment of extreme violence.
Very extreme violence.
And then there was no more.
Just so you guys know, we got a thumbs up from Justin in the back. Because I was actually watching him to talk about the violence, be like, how violent is it? And then I saw the thumbs up, so it was very violent. Yeah,
the first episode of the first season is very violent. This is, like, this has more of a longer stretch of violence, but...
Because once it starts, it's very violent.
Mm-hmm.
A woman gets pinned to a wall. I'm just gonna
by what?
It. Don't worry about it.
No,
don't worry about it. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Right. Because that was I saw that I was like, oh, ooh. No, it's good stuff. It's really good. Like, I liked the first episode a lot, and I did want to watch more. I unfortunately forgot that Punisher happened this weekend because so much other stuff is going on. And then when I actually logged on to Netflix today, and it was, you know, my top thing. It's like Punisher. I was like, ooh, let's get started.
That's kind of how I was. I remembered it yesterday, but I didn't want to stop playing any of the games that I was playing to start watching it, but. I've seen the first 4 episodes, and it's very similar to the first season in that I am not hooked yet.
Took to, like, episode 6 in the last season.
Yeah, it was like really episode 6 was the tipping point, and it's like, oh, okay, now I have to keep watching. Mm. This now is more, I don't know, I'm not really enjoying it a whole lot. They're doing it again where there's 2 separate storylines going. Any of the new characters, we really don't know anything about. Like, at all. And I was talking to Justin about it earlier, but it's like, if they're going for the whole thing of like, well, Frank doesn't know it, so we're not showing the audience either. I get that, but I'm not super enjoying it. I also don't really particularly like any of the new characters that they've brought in. Josh Stewart is playing Pilgrim, I think is his name. John Pilgrim. He's good. And I like his performances. I just don't know really anything about the character for why I should really care. So, and I know eventually we'll get that and it'll be better for me. It's just like when I finished episode, I had to kind of force myself to watch episode 4 today. It's like, I got time. I can do another one. I really want to go back. I do want to get this last camo in Call of Duty though. I'll just do another one. I wasn't like excited to keep going.
It's fair. And I mean, I felt the same way in season 1. So,
I'm hoping again there's going to be that tipping point that really goes over the top, but right now I'm not seeing it.
And I'm sure there will be. Like, I've only watched the one episode, but then football started.
I also there is a thing that they do, and this is very mildly spoilery, but not really. Especially if you've seen the trailers, you've seen Billy Russo's face. They make it a big reveal, but they keep it like a huge secret for the first couple episodes of what his face looks like. But we've already seen it in, we've already seen it in the trailer, so that doesn't make a lot of sense. There is also, there's one moment of just absolute stupidity that I can't overlook that's really pulled me out of the third episode. That it was just like, that makes no sense. What is happening?
Fair enough. We'll have to talk about that.
I'm gonna keep walking it, but I'm gonna keep watching it, but
see how it goes. All right, then. Oh yeah, we didn't actually talk about this part. Kevin Hart is going to star in a Monopoly movie from Lionsgate and Hasbro.
So John Wick 3.
There it is. I was waiting for it. I was hoping he was gonna do it.
It just doesn't even sound good. A Monopoly game, like I'm already bored.
No,
a
Monopoly movie. Like
this will be the third board game they've converted to a movie.
What's besides Jumanji?
Well, Jumanji's technically was a movie first, and then they did Battleship and Clue.
That's right. They turned into movies. Yeah,
and both awful movies.
Okay, but Monopoly's already like real life. Like, yeah, why you gotta make boring. A real, like, move, like, yeah.
I honestly do not understand what they could possibly be doing with this film.
People
like,
better
about,
go to jail. That's what I'm saying.
Nothing about this headline, like, was exciting to me. It's like, Kevin Hart's gonna be in a new movie. Okay, whatever, I don't care. It's gonna be Monopoly. Now I really don't care.
They found a way to make me care.
Somehow. There's a way for me to make or care less than Kevin Hart being an announcement. That's a thing, and I don't know why.
John Wick Chapter 3 is going to have a sword fight on motorcycles.
Yes, it will.
So many headshots.
All right, this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Please stop by there for all of your comic book needs. So we're getting a Symbiote Spider-Man book. It's going to take place, apparently, in the past at this point. It's actually going to be when Peter first gets the symbiote, which I thought that story had all been told out, but they're going to tell a new one in a 5-issue miniseries, which that's my favorite version of Spider-Man, or my favorite Spider-Man suit, anyway, is the symbiote suit. So I'm really pumped.
Well, it's
going to
look awesome.
Happening.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, no.
But Black Suit Spider-Man's great.
Yeah. Peter David's writing it, and I love Peter David.
Remind me of what he's done.
His probably most famous thing is his Incredible Hulk run. He won like 2 Eisners for it.
Okay.
A bunch of other awards for a bunch of other stuff. Co-created Spidey 2099. He's been around the block. Peter Allen David.
I'm still just really bad about creators' names. There's like 6 that I know.
That's fair. He's extremely talented. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Downside, Greg Land is doing the art.
How is Tracer getting work?
I don't know.
That is one thing that I look forward to, though, are all of the scans of like, okay, well, here's the panel, and then here's the image he shamelessly traced.
Yeah, and I mean, he's just going to be tracing from like better Spider-Man writers, or better Spider-Man artists,
or just,
I guess,
you know, people that he finds on Google Images.
Yeah, like seeing some of his Iron Man stuff looked weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of those tracings, like,
because he was tracing actual human beings.
Yeah, he traced like
book.
An actual old dude having a stroke and drew Iron Man having a stroke inside. It's so dumb. Like, so much of his art is so bad.
It's good source material, man.
Yeah. And it's not so much that he's basing it on, like, on these images. Like, I understand, like, artists will do that pretty frequently. They'll look up pictures of stuff so they can get kind of an idea of proportions and angles and things along those lines. But no, the Greg Land just outright traces and then slightly modifies to make it relevant to the comic. Or sometimes just outright traces. Like, the most famous one is the old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Just Google, if you guys are curious about this, just Google Greg Land old lady, and you will find.
Are you going to look this up for me?
I can.
I thought that's what you were doing.
That's actually what I'm about to do, though.
Is there a picture of the suit that you guys clearly seem sarcastic about because it's bad, or just because you know it's going to be traced from something?
The Spider-Man suit? No.
Yeah.
We just know it's going to be bad because it's Greg Land.
Okay.
And he's a talentless hack. Like, I would honestly almost rather Liefeld drawing this book at this point than Greg Land. I said almost. Because at least Liefeld's stuff is original. And he has gotten a little better.
Yeah, but it's still terrible. Like, at least Greg Land, like, even the stuff that he doesn't trace isn't bad. Liefeld's stuff is just bad.
But how does he get away with tracing stuff?
I mean, like, he sends it to the publisher. They don't really check it that hard. Like, people on the internet.
And a lot of the stuff
that
he traces isn't, like, copyrighted other artwork.
Yeah, he'll do, like, stock images and stuff that he traces over.
I found it.
And really, it's just like, it just doesn't look good. Like, it's not aesthetically pleasing, like, even when it's traced.
Yeah.
Like, it just looks bad. Anyway, it's beside the point. That's happening. It's coming out in April. I'm still probably going to get it because it's Spider-Man. It's symbiote Spider-Man.
The story will probably be really good.
Yeah, Peter David's writing it, and it's only 5 issues. And if it sells well enough, maybe they'll do an ongoing, like, you know, give us a... kind of like what we have with Ghost Spider, do another universe where Peter's still in the symbiote and they, you know, they're living happily ever after. That would make me really happy. Probably not, but it would make me really happy. All right, the next portion of our podcast brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their podcasts, including their social media links, at ps2jshow.com. Last Wednesday of every month is History of Gaming. Check those out. They're all pretty entertaining. All right, EA has canceled their open world Star Wars game.
No way.
Yeah, so another Star Wars game hits the chopping block. Meanwhile, BioWare has apparently been lobbying for years to bring Knights of the Old Republic 3 to EA, but EA says no. Reasons.
Part of the conversation of this is how many console games has, how many Star Wars console games in 6 years has EA put out?
Two.
Battlefront and Battlefront.
Battlefront 1, Battlefront 2. Kind of Funny Games did this huge, like, they did this huge talking point on it, but Gary Whitta, the guy who wrote Rogue One, was like, if you're Disney, how do you not scour that contract to find a way of, hey, you're totally screwing up, we're out.
Yeah.
Like, you've lost the license. Finish up what you're doing now, like, because I still want that Respawn game, whatever it is, because we only have a title, but it's supposed to be coming out this year.
Yeah, because we're apparently supposed to get that, and there's still supposed to be a Visceral one?
No, I think this is the one, that one already got canceled.
Was it?
Because
I thought that there was...
That was the one, so what happened is that was the one that was going to be, like, Uncharted, the Scoundrel game. It was you're going to play as a Scoundrel, and it was the Uncharted-style game, by the person who wrote the Uncharted games.
Oh, yeah.
And then they fired her and canceled that game. Apparently a bunch of assets then went to this game that was going to be something, and now this game has been canceled.
Hmm.
So they're just totally mismanaging this property. That other, if you had, you know, imagine if Rocksteady could be working on a Star Wars game.
Be ready.
Yeah, exactly. Like. But they can't because they're not under EA.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is saying it's they canceled the open world game, but it's not Fallen Order.
Yeah, that's the Respawn game.
They canceled the Visceral game, not Fallen Order.
Right, yeah.
Okay, yep, never mind.
Yeah, Respawn is who's doing Fallen Order.
Yep, I just read that little tag wrong. All right, we're good. So yeah. So the one where all those assets went to is officially canceled.
Yep. Which they said that, you know, that the stuff that they're using for it now could still be like they're still it could those things could be moved to a new project and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
Idiocy, but EA has screwed up so, like, they have done so much disservice to Star Wars.
Yep.
Because I know Shannon and Hunter love Battlefront 2, but that was such a nightmare. Disney had to intervene because of the black eye they were giving the franchise.
Yeah. And
the
on
most
top
beloved
of that,
franchise in the world.
And on top of that, just be like, because they got one out that's good, because, I mean, Battlefront 2 ended up being good. It took it a minute, but it got there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Battlefront 1 was really good.
It was
so Battlefront
fun.
1 was
yeah,
a
but
lot
say,
of fun.
I liked Battlefront 1 more.
But also had its own controversies with no story mode and a DLC season pass that was almost as much as the base game, where they gave you no information on what you were getting.
All right, fair. I just remember
its own problems.
We had fun with it. I had fun with Battlefront 2, but these are empirically not good releases for Disney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they've made money and people enjoy them, but the amount of controversy surrounding each of those releases is probably, if not more, as significant as the money it was made.
And basically, the point that I was going to get at is, like, even though, like, those turned out all right, that's just years from this company that's had multiple developers on projects for it, and they just haven't been able to put anything out. So basically, like, Disney's got to look at this as, like, we could have been raking in so much more cash if we had another publisher. Like, if they had put, like, any of the other big ones, like Activision, Ubisoft, I'm not saying, like, these would have been any better than EA, but they would have given us more properties at this, like, more games at this point.
Well, that's one of the things they were talking about on Kind of Funny is, like, imagine if Disney just a division that was set to, okay, we will take meetings with video game publishers. Like, so Rocksteady shows up, like, this is the Star Wars game we want to make.
Or like Rocksteady doesn't publish or self-publish though, do they?
Well, no, but I mean, but I'm just saying, like, if you have studios who are like, this is who, you know, this is the idea that we have. Actually, I think Rocksteady does. I don't know if they are under anybody.
I thought they were under 2K.
No,
they're under Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
It was oh, that's Warner what Brothers. It's Warner
yeah,
Brothers.
It's Warner Brothers. Yeah, because like, it's yeah, definitely not 2K. Because I would definitely remember every time I start up Batman seeing 2K.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking Arkham Origins was a because it wasn't a Warner Brothers Studios that did.
No, it was Warner Brothers, but it wasn't Rocksteady.
Yeah, Warner Brothers published it, but like I thought it was a different. I don't remember what dev studio did it, but
yeah. Imagine if you had these other like talented publishers who have a love and respect for Star Wars, because you really can't be a nerd, especially in the age range of like the people who are making video games, and not have been influenced by Star Wars.
At least a little bit.
But like, yeah, or something that you do love that did influence you that was influenced by Star Wars.
Right. So yeah, no, it's
just been done dirty.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate because there could have been so much more stuff. And honestly, like, let BioWare give us Knights of the Old Republic 3. Like, if they've been, because I read the article of it, and yeah, apparently the guys at BioWare have been lobbying hard to do Knights of the Old Republic 3.
Mm-hmm.
Let them do it.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason I can see them not is because, you know, Disney wants all that stuff in canon, and they don't want to recognize Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2 as canon.
And that's another thing that they kind of brought up, is that all of the extended universe is now gone.
Yeah.
And you had so much lore and story that wouldn't have anywhere come near to affecting, you know, the main trilogies.
Right.
But now that that's all gone, and they seem kind of almost hesitant to really expand on that outside of their movies.
And they might give us an Old Republic movie at some point after they're done with, you know, the backstory stuff that they've been doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, who knows? All right. So we got probably the biggest fighting game this year was announced. Thursday. Power Rangers Battle for the Grid got its official trailer and announcement, coming to Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch, and Steam.
And if you buy it on, and it does have crossplay, if you buy it on anything other than PS4,
I'll buy it for Switch.
Yeah, you will.
No, for real though.
This looks like garbage.
This looks so bad. Like, I've seen mobile game fighters that look better than this.
And this is a mobile game. They basically just took, because it's
Legacy Wars.
It's the same company that makes that. They just took the mobile game and are putting it on console.
That's disgusting.
Oh, it looks so, like, because at first, because I read the headline, I was like, Power Rangers fighting game? What? I am super on board. That's amazing. And then I saw the trailer and I was like, oh no. And then you have that, I'm going to say it, and I don't care if I make enemies, that shill, Jason David Frank, out of context, just say, it's morphin' time. Why? You didn't morph. Your character didn't morph. You just did a Hadouken.
Yeah, no, everything, literally everything about that was bad. Like, everything about the trailer, like, the worst part about it was the timing. Because if you guys didn't get the joke, this released less than 2 hours after Mortal Kombat 11 had their like release event.
Hey, yeah. All right, guys, don't worry. I know Mortal Kombat just released. We got this.
I think that was intentional, honestly. Like, I genuinely, in my heart, kind of think that they saw, like, okay, well, we know what we're making is garbage. Like, we know we are producing just active shovelware that is going to get absolutely crapped on by video game fans, Power Ranger fans. Like, it's going to be that, you know, the meme from Predator, of like the two super muscular dudes like grabbing arms, Power Rangers fans, video game fans hating Battle for the Grid. Mm. So they're just hoping that the release is buried under the actual news from the day.
Yeah, maybe they're like, Mortal Kombat looks so good, our game's going to look shitty either way. And since it looks shitty, we'll make it look worse.
Or maybe even just like, you know, it's, oh no, everyone's talking about a fighting game. Let's put out, oh, we made a fighting game. Get excited for that.
Or
happening, releasing in the same month.
They're probably going under the theory of, like, no publicity is bad publicity. Mm-hmm. Like, this had this hit before at some other time, we might have passively mentioned it as something that looks awful.
I think,
and then it would have just gotten swept under. But, like, the fact that it did it on the same day got it a lot of attention.
See, and I actually disagree, because I think it would have gotten more attention. Actually, you know what? I don't know, because of what the game actually looks like. If they had just announced the game and didn't have that teaser, that awful, awful teaser, then maybe. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but it looks terrible. But it looks so bad.
But what didn't look terrible?
The Mortal Kombat 11 reveal.
Oh my! Oh my! Just, I'm so excited. I love Mortal Kombat. Yeah, I don't. I'll get the negatives out of the way first. Ronda Rousey is a terrible actor.
Yes.
The limited voice clips that we got, Blade, were cringeworthy. It was like those old school NBA 2K games where they had players come in, read line for line off of a script into the microphone, and then leave. And like, and I don't have doubts that she loves Mortal Kombat and she loves the character, but she's just not a good actor.
Yeah, she's ruining the character I like.
That bummed me out to see that was confirmed. And also, the story seems to be based around time travel, like actively, as opposed to... Basically, there's two timelines. You had one through Armageddon and where the universe ended. To reboot the franchise, which I'll admit, Mortal Kombat kind of needed a reboot. Because Armageddon was not great.
Especially if you stretch something out like that long. Mm-hmm. Like any kind of timeline that survives the 90s at this point needed a reboot.
Right.
Twisted Metal.
So reboot time happens. The 90s, his amulet. Let's be honest. Raiden uses his amulet to go to, like, he showed his past. And it's unclear if he actually time traveled or if he just, like, managed to show everything that was happening to his past self. Mm. And his past self was like, oh, if this is how that plays out, that's what's going to happen. I have to alter that. And that was the plot of Mortal Kombat 9 that we got on PS3 and 360.
Yeah.
And led to, you know, okay, well, Liu Kang can't win the tournament, blah, blah, blah. And then Mortal Kombat X, it was just a time jump. After 9, 20 years goes by, and now that's where we are for X. And a lot of the, and they touched on some of the older stories in 9 and X a little bit, but there wasn't really time travel. Now we have, well, Raiden has changed the course of time, so this new character, I can't remember her name to save my life, but she is like the ruler of destiny and time. So now she's mad that Raiden has messed with time and destiny, so now she's going to go back and like try to rework things. So this is going to get us, you know, getting older characters interacting with like the old versions of themselves, which is neat.
Yeah,
I guess that kind of explains the announced trailer too of Scorpion dying and then old school Scorpion coming in.
Yep,
but
because they went like full ninja with Scorpion this time around.
So I'm not thrilled about the fact that it's going to be time travel. But that said, NetherRealm is done awesome work with their story modes, especially when you compare it to other fighting game franchises. Like, they're the ones who kind of made it an expectation now.
Yeah.
They definitely
have had the best story mode, like, in a fighting game in a long time.
But we also got a lot of, like, really cool news coming out of this reveal, including, so there's going to be 25 characters. We got to see Garrus, the new character. He looks awesome. He's like if Tremor and Jax and Awesome had a child.
And included time travel.
See, which in the fighting mechanics is fine because it's basically just it's Sub-Zero.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
He just freezes you in place and then stuff happens around that. It's not, you know, plot critical, at least for the fighting game. It's a brand new engine. The animations look beautiful.
Yeah, and I will say, like, if you were one of those people that had a problem with, like, the X-ray moves, like, how is this not a fatality? Like, basically, the in-match fatalities, if you had a problem with that, you were going to really, really, I got some bad news.
I've already talked to Shannon. I talked to Shannon when I took him home yesterday about it. It's just like, oh, yeah, no, this is very much like Sonya Blades as she's running you through a turret, and it ends in a headshot.
There's
through one, and through, like, brain shot.
But you don't die.
And there's one other girl. Yeah, no, it's not a fatality.
It's the fatal blow, which is what they've renamed the X-ray system.
Because what is it? Scarlet, I think, is her name.
Well, I mean, I guess that's how Injustice is.
Yeah, no, you know? Injustice, they've done the X-ray moves for a while now.
It's a NetherRealm game.
Yeah.
So they have the super over the top, but but they're still getting up after it.
Because, the Scarlet's is particularly heinous, where it's like stabs her in the chest, like rips up through her face. And then she just gets up and keeps fighting. It's like,
that person's got a lot of heart, Jesse.
It's because it's how tough these characters are.
Yeah.
They're not these pansies from Street Fighter who catch a roundhouse to the face and they're dead. Like, no.
They're KO'd.
They can survive this.
Because
that's the important thing about Mortal Kombat. If you don't do a fatality, technically you only KO'd them.
Yeah.
Like I said, if in-game fatalities bothered you, like I said, I got some bad news.
And now there's two kinds. Because they've changed. They have changed. So we got confirmation that clearly fatalities are back. We got to see quite a bit of those. Brutalities are back. If you watch some of the rest of that stream, other than the announcements. But they're changing the gameplay mechanics. So now instead of having like one super bar that you have to use all three bars to then use to get the X-ray move, X-ray has been replaced by, it's called the Fatal Blow. It's kind of like Tekken 7's Rage Art system.
Okay.
Where once you drop to 30% or under, then you have access to the Fatal Blow. And it does, you know, that 30% damage or whatever.
Yeah.
And then if you miss it the first time, apparently it recharges. So that you have to, you know, be super careful with that. Now there's 2 meters. There's one for defensive actions and one for offensive actions. So your defensive actions would be like rolling when you hit the ground, air dodging, stuff like that. Mm. And then the offensive one are when you meter burn your special moves to like extend combos. Unlike Mortal Kombat X and Injustice, it's tied strictly on time. So it's time-based instead of how much damage you do or receiving damage, things like that, which is an interesting take.
Okay.
They're also combining the Injustice gear system and the Mortal Kombat X
variant system,
where you can now create your own variant based on which certain special moves will have different slots. They did say that you're not going to be unlocking them. Pretty much every variant, that version that there is, you have at the start.
That's good, at least.
Very good.
Yeah. Apparently what it looks like, the way the variants exist is in augments, because you can customize and deck out your character to look like what you want with like the several different like varieties they have, and you can mix and match. But then you add augments to each of those pieces of gear, and that's what actually impacts the game. So like,
there's this gem system, and now I like that now it's pretty much you have the skins, and then there's like 3 things that you can change on them. So it's not like getting set of arms, set of chest, set of legs, and the helmet like Injustice.
Yeah.
It's okay, now you have, this is what they look like, and then like with Scorpion they showed off, you can change the mask, his sword, and then his spear. So it's not, you know, you're not going to have that kind of weird hodgepodge that you could end up with in Injustice, which, to their credit for Injustice 2, like, that didn't happen a lot. Like,
it made it really hard to make it look weird.
Yeah, it worked well together because they had the shaders too.
Yeah.
The shaders are the big difference in that kind of thing. So you don't get the too crazy looking stuff. Yeah.
I'm super excited about it. There was a bunch of other news. Like, we got the part of the roster reveal. They're doing another live reveal on the 30th, which they teased Cabal. So it looks like he'll be a character in that, but they're going to confirm that.
Yep. And we got to confirm that Scarlet and Baracus are back.
Baraka. Because of CCW and Glory Pro, calling him Baracus nonstop. We got Scarlet, Baraka, Raiden, Shao Kahn is the pre-order bonus, Sonya Blade, Scorpion, and Sub-Zero.
So those are the
seven. So you get 25 when you buy the game, and then I'm assuming there's going to be DLC to get like 10 more characters.
24 when you buy the game. Shao Kahn is the pre-order bonus for 25. Yeah. And then, and Garrus.
Yeah.
They will absolutely be
That's
doing
so annoying.
DLC.
See, bless Smash Brothers for just giving you everybody.
I mean, other than the 6 DLC characters.
5.
6.
Yeah, but for the
moment. Isn't it Piranha including Plant? Piranha Plant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he is a DLC character.
Technically, because you get him for free.
Yeah.
If you do it early enough.
Yeah, if you bought him. If I bought the game in March, I would have to buy Peter Piranha.
It's DLC, in my opinion.
It is then content that... it's not an opinion. This is a fact. It is content that you have to download.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. It's just not paid DLC unless you buy it.
It's the same. Shao Kahn is free DLC if you pre-order it.
Yeah.
I guess.
You have to pre-order it. And I don't like that system.
It is what it is.
I mean, I'm going to pre-order it.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm.
Yeah, but it says, like, I know
I'm probably going to pre-order the version that comes with, like, the first season of DLC characters, because I'm going to end up buying that anyway.
Except it's always been my stance. Like, if you're going to pre-order a collector's edition, that's fine. But, like, I hate the idea of pre-ordering regular games. They're going to be in stock. Like, that's not a problem anymore.
I get a Fabric poster next week with Buzz, Woody, and Sora on it. So stoked.
So, yeah.
And a steelbook.
So, and like, for collector's editions and stuff, I'm fine with. But, yeah, it's always been my stance that I hate pre-ordering regular copies of games. And I hate that NetherRealm makes you pre-order their games to get characters. Or you have to pay $5 for it, which is just dumb. I don't like that system.
I understand you don't like that system. And I totally get why you don't understand. Like, you don't
but
like
we're
that
well
system.
Past that being a conversation.
But, well, and yes, and NetherRealm has done so much goodwill that I'm like...
Assuming you're getting in on console.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
They have zero goodwill built up with a PC crowd.
Which mostly because they've...
Negative goodwill.
Because they outsource that to other companies, and then those companies just poop the bed.
Yeah. But like...
No, the same company. They keep giving it to the same company.
Do they really?
I'm assuming there's a contract.
I thought Injustice was a different one than Mortal Kombat.
Nope.
And that's why people were kind of like almost optimistic.
It's been the same company. NetherRealm keeps messing. They keep handing it to a company that craps the bed.
Which, granted, that's a Warner Brothers thing, too.
Yeah, no, Warner Brothers also has done that.
That actually might be a Warner Brothers call, if it's the same company.
They've definitely done that with the titles. But regardless, like, I don't agree with we're past that conversation, Because when we're past that conversation, that means we've given up and given in to their desires.
Oh, yeah, no, I have.
And no.
I got Brainiac.
I'm not going to do that.
I did Brainiac. I'm going to do Shao Kahn.
I only mean it's past the point of conversation because, like, that's just how games work now.
Yeah, no, I'm not agreeing with that. Like, agreeing to that means that we are giving in to them, and I'm not gonna.
I got Rey Mysterio at the last WWE game. Like,
you that's... also pre-ordered the collector's edition for both of those games you're talking about.
Damn, you're right.
You, like, almost the only thing you pre-order now are collector's editions, so I don't get that mad at you.
Yeah, I blame you guys for that. You know, before I met you guys, I didn't have a single collector's edition.
I was
like, for real. I never did. Second I met you guys, 3 years now, my bank account's been like, why are you doing this, Dalton? I'd be like, my friends.
I pre-order games just because it's like, oh, my money hit. Best Buy makes you buy the whole game instead of just doing like the $5
yeah.
when you do online. And then I can just go to the store and pick it up. Because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, now I have... Because they take the money out when you pre-order it, not when it's released.
Well, sort of. They put a hold on your account.
Mm-hmm.
They actually take the money out on the day it comes out.
Okay.
That's what happened with
Wait,
WWE.
What? No, I'm pretty sure they took all my money for Kingdom Hearts.
I don't know. It's weird. Because,
I'm pretty
like,
sure. I'm
do you want me to buy a spare just in case?
Basically, the charge shows up twice.
I don't think
so. They didn't take it out the first time when it charged me?
Like it puts a hold. It kind of like reserves it reserves that money for later.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to worry about overdrafting when it comes out.
It shows that it's like a pending charge and like it'll just kind of stay pending.
Man, you guys have me freaked out now.
I thought she was going to use a different word.
Because I pre-ordered the Anthem Collector's Edition.
Because I ordered it when I had all of the money.
It's fair.
Yeah.
You know, so when I pre-ordered the Anthem Collector's Edition, I put in my card info, and it told me that I couldn't use that card because it my debit card expires next month.
Mine does too.
And the card apparently will be expired before the game releases, so it wouldn't let me use it. So, yeah, that's why
that's
think
weird.
That it puts the hold on it as opposed to just...
I don't know. It does it weird. I've noticed that it looks like it charges me twice, but it doesn't.
But either way, going back, no, the point is that I refuse to support that system. And the only reason I got some of those characters... With Injustice, I pre-ordered because I got the Collector's Edition, or Injustice 2 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All of the rest of them, I've used my hookups at a big video game chain store to get codes after the fact.
Right.
I will not pre-order these games.
Oh, EB?
Huh?
EB Games?
Yeah.
And I would care more if it was an unknown developer or like a new IP or like a new franchise that they were trying out. But like I know what I'm getting with NetherRealm, so I don't mind.
I don't like sending that message like that it's okay to do this because it's not. I don't care how much goodwill you've got, it's not okay. It's not cool. Mm-hmm. Like it's a dick move. And yeah, I know it's nerd up, but yeah. I can't stand when people put content behind pre-order bonuses. It's stupid and it's infuriating. Anyway, all right, guys, that's an hour, so that's going to do it for us. We are all excited about Mortal Kombat. I know I came off there a little angry there at the end because I am about that decision that NetherRealm continues to make, but I'm still probably going to play the game.
This is
going
to be super excited for that exclusive pre-order bonus for pre-ordering Anthem next week.
What's the pre-order bonus there?
Oh yeah, that's the VIP weekend. Next weekend we're actually going to get to play the game.
Oh, okay.
Months
before release.
That is a pre-order deal with the collector's edition of it.
Oh,
which is
it's pretty cool.
What we did.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that, Dalton? Are you
probably not?
This? Anyway,
Iron Man or Hulkbuster Iron Man or Doctor Doom.
So Ace and I will actually have information about it. Like we'll have had hands on.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait, next week in CCW, Anthem. There's literally no
Friday. I'm gonna be
in Tantera on Friday.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
Yep,
I'm gonna be home playing Anthem.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time.